The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, August 8th, 2007, and Presidential Release number 353. I begin with an announcement which comes from Antonio Guimaraes, who says, Caden Robert Perez, the son of Robert and Grace Perez, was born on July 19, 2007, at Women and Infants Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island. Caden was 2 months premature. He weighed 2 pounds and 15 ounces, and he measured 15 and 5/8 inches long when he was born. He now weighs 3 pounds, 6 ounces. Caden is still at the hospital and is doing fine. He's expected to be home in a couple of weeks. All of this from Antonio Guimaraes, and congratulations to the Perez family, and especially to Caden. Jim Omvig has been a member of the National Federation of the Blind from before I became to be a part of it. And I don't know precisely when he joined, but it was in the 1960s somewhere. And as I remember the history, probably the early 1960s. He is going in for heart surgery on Friday, so you might keep him and Sharon Omvig and the rest of the Omvig family in your prayers. I am sorry to have to tell you that Janet Braswell, the wife of Robert Braswell, Bob Braswell, has been an employee of the National Federation of the Blind for a dozen years or better now. Janet Braswell died of cancer on last Friday, August 3rd. Robert Braswell is not working here now. He himself has a cancerous tumor and he's going through treatment. You might keep him and Janet in your prayers. I am pleased to be able to tell you that David has been an employee of the Services for the Blind in New Jersey, the Commission for the Blind there, for many years. He has become the Director of Blindness and Visual Services in Pennsylvania. He asked me about the job, and I said that there had been some turmoil in blindness and visual services for a number of years, and that it was a challenging task, but that a man of his spirit and intellect and personality could make significant changes. So he has taken on the task of running blindness and visual services in Pennsylvania. Congratulations to David, and good luck to you, and may services for the blind in Pennsylvania improve, as I'm sure David would want them to, and as he will work to see that they do. At the convention, we had a report from Mark Riccobono, who has served as our Director of Education for a number of years now. He was in our Wisconsin affiliate before he came to work here in Baltimore. He has been a part of the work of the Jernigan Institute for some time, and he has thought up a good many programs for us. As I said at the convention this summer, Betsy Zaborowski is moving to a new position. We put that into effect since the making of the last presidential release, so Mark Riccobono is now the Executive Director for the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. He has been given the task of thinking up the things that we need to have done in the Jernigan Institute, and an impressive task it is. He came into the position understanding that one of the things we were planning to do this summer was create the National Federation of the Blind Youth Slam. The Youth Slam was intended to bring together about 200 blind students from across the nation and to have with them about 90 or thereabouts mentors who could teach these students what they ought to know, along with a great many volunteers to do educational programs for them. So the Youth Slam has occurred during the week immediately preceding this one, and we did get about 200 students, and we did get the mentors that we needed. It is a testimony to the organization that we have. There were enough teachers and enough mentors that if we had planned to put it together without the resources of the National Federation of the Blind, it would have been virtually impossible to find the large number of people involved. And it would have been, I think, very difficult to find somebody to do the kind of planning that went into the educational programs for it. There were those who did dissections of sharks. There were those who did rocketry. There were those who did weather. There were those who did engineering, building bridges and the like. And undoubtedly, I've left some out. I know that there were chemistry experiments that were conducted. It was an impressive gathering of a week's educational programs for these blind people. And I think it is the largest gathering of blind high school students ever to be put together in one educational program of the kind that we had anywhere in the world. I am proud of what we have accomplished with the Youth Slam. There are some recordings that have been made on the Youth Slam. Many of them were put together by one of the tracks of students that came to be a part of the Youth Slam. There was one that was a public relations track, and these guys created the news for the Youth Slam. If you get to the end of the presidential release and find that you would like to hear what it was like, you can turn the release over, and on the opposite side, there is a piece about the Youth Slam that came out of the slam itself. And part of it had to do with the Youth March for Independence. I was in the Youth March for Independence. I've done a lot of marching in the National Federation of the Blind and undoubtedly will do a lot more. So it was a joy to be a part of the first National Federation of the Blind Youth March for Independence from the Inner Harbor to the National Center for the Blind. It did begin to rain as we got to the end of the Youth March. The rain held off almost to the end. We had a group of musicians playing drums in the Youth March for Independence, and that group thought it would be very helpful to get the drums out of the weather, so they leaped onto the bus when they got to the end of the Youth Slam so as to protect their instruments, a thing that I understand very well. I appreciate all the work that they did, and I appreciate what Mark Riccobono has done, especially as our executive director for the Jernigan Institute. He has had what might be thought of as a baptism of fire, but he came through it in very fine style, and I think we'll have some recommendations for educational programs across the nation that come out of the Youth Slam. And I also think we'll need to plan for educational opportunities for next summer that are at least as impressive as the Youth Slam was this year. It will be very difficult to get something that dramatic together, but I'm sure that Mark Riccobono and our Jernigan Institute personnel, along with the others in the National Federation of the Blind, will be able to pull it off. We could not have done this simply by using the staff that we have. Now, the staff did a magnificent job, but it is a combination of our staff that we've put together and the leaders and the mentors and the people in our organization who are teachers from all over the nation who put it together and made it work. I have an announcement here about public relations. It says, over the past year, the National Federation of the Blind has garnered a substantial amount of publicity. With the transition of John Perret to executive director for strategic initiatives, The position of Director of Public Relations is now vacant and needs to be filled. We are looking for a person who has a college degree, is a terrific writer, is familiar with the philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind, and who is looking forward to living in the Baltimore area. If you are such a person, please send your resume and a cover letter to Anthony Cobb here at the National Federation of the Blind. You can either send it to National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, or you can send it to an email address, which is acobb, A-C-O-B-B, at nfb.org. We're looking to fill this position right away. John Perret has done a magnificent task of bringing together the work of the Federation and making it clear in television, in radio, in newspapers all over the country. It has gotten us more publicity, I think, than we've ever had. And we need somebody who can do as well. The strategic initiatives area includes our public relations. The person who comes would be working under John Perret, but we need somebody to do it. As you know, the National Federation of the Blind has been working to promote the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. That effort is continuing with one important change. The reader is now being sold exclusively by dealers throughout the country who are affiliated with KNFB Reading Technology Incorporated. This is the company we have formed to continue the development of and the marketing of the reader. We've formed it in conjunction with Ray Kurzweil and the members of his company. Therefore, readers are no longer available directly from the National Federation of the Blind. To locate the dealer serving your area, please visit the KNFB Reading Technology website at www.knfbreader.com and look for the How to Purchase link. You can also call KNFB Reading Technology Incorporated toll-free at 1-877-547-1500. Anyone who has purchased the reader from the National Federation of the Blind or received it from the Federation, as in the case of our 2007 scholarship winners, will continue to receive technical support, maintenance, and upgrades from the National Federation of the Blind. Incidentally, the reader stand accessory, which we announced on the last presidential release, is now available from the National Federation of the Blind Independence Market. As you know, Jim Gashel has come to be a vice president of the KNFB Reading Technology Company, and he is coordinating sales for the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader. I have talked with him as recently as this morning about the way the sales are going. We have reading machines available through the KNFB Reading Technology Company, but the National Federation of the Blind will no longer be directly involved in selling these machines. The National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute is seeking a director of education to provide leadership to the educational programs of the Institute. This position works closely with the executive director of the Institute to develop and execute model educational programs and to build relationships with strategic partners. Interested applicants should have experience in the educational system and in managing programs. Those interested in more information can contact Mark Riccobono or Tony Cobb at the National Center for the Blind. You already have the address of the center, National Center for the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, telephone number 410-659-9314. Mark Riccobono's email address is mriccobono@nfb.org, and you have Anthony Cobb's email address already. Mark Riccobono has done an excellent job as our Director of Education. We now need somebody else to serve in that position as he has become Executive Director of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. I have an announcement here about our higher education textbook strategy. This is from Jesse Hartle. As most of you know, in 2004, the United States Congress passed a bill that said students in grades K through 12 would be given equal access to their textbooks at the same time that their sighted peers got them. This law was a tremendous achievement for the blind of the nation. The momentum for the passage of this federal legislation came from the adoption of similar laws by 26 states. We are now engaged in the process of making sure that accessible textbooks are available to students pursuing higher education. Laws requiring that blind college and graduate students have timely access to accessible textbooks have already been passed in 10 states: Arkansas, California, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, New Mexico, New York, Nevada, Texas, and Washington. We must pass more state laws of this kind. I am asking you to pursue the introduction of these bills in your state assemblies. Jesse Hartle is a governmental affairs specialist at the National Federation of the Blind, and he can give you a model bill that can serve as legislation for your state. He will also answer any questions you have about this critically important issue. You can reach him at 410-659-9314, extension 2233, or send him an email at jhartle, that's J-H-A-R-T-L-E, at nfb.org. One of these times, we hope to get federal legislation passed having to do with the accessibility of textbooks in higher education. However, a lot of people are arguing that this is a state matter, so we've got to get these state bills passed so that we can bring home to people's minds the notion that it must be a part of federal legislation. Get a hold of Jesse Hartle and let's move on it, if you would. A lot of the legislatures are going to be taking up as of January, and we need to get bills put into the hopper for state legislatures now so that they can come out as soon as the legislatures get together in January. Here is an announcement from Jerry Lazarus about Meet the Blind Month. October is just around the corner, and now is the time to plan your Meet the Blind Month activities. Some of the many activities your chapter could plan are: 1. Arrange to present the Braille is Beautiful video program to a class of students or a Boy Scout or Girl Scout group. Organizations like the Lions or Rotary may also be interested in having the program presented to their group. Braille is Beautiful video sets make it easy to share the basics of Braille with both youngsters and adults. 2. Macy's Shop for a Cause provides chapters with an opportunity to sell $5 tickets to an event it sponsors on Saturday, October 13th. Tickets can be sold up through and including October 13th. The chapter keeps all of the money raised, and the ticket buyers receive special discounts that day from the store. applications to Macy's are necessary to take part in this nationwide fundraiser, and they are available on our website under Meet the Blind Month or by contacting Macy's directly. 3. Contact your local Walmart or Sam's Club to schedule a date for your meet and greet event on their calendar. If a fundraiser is included, be sure to submit a matching grant form. By submitting a form, the money you have raised can be doubled. Check out Krispy Kreme or other retailers in your area who may have products with a high built-in profit margin to help add to your bottom line. 4. Check local community calendars. Pick a day in October to plan a white cane walk or to participate at a community-sponsored fall event. If your chapter has not held Meet the Blind Month activities in the past, then by partnering at a community-sponsored event, your members will have an opportunity to share information about the NFB and raise money without having to organize an event from scratch. 5. Our White Cane and Meet the Blind Month proclamations are available in Word doc form from the NFB website. Download the forms and send your request electronically to local and state representatives. NFB literature, including Braille alphabet cards and kernel books, continue to be available at no cost. Literature order requests can be placed online through our website after sharing details about your planned activities. The literature order shipment cutoff date this year is Friday, September 24th. To guarantee your delivery of materials for October activities, be sure to schedule your events and place your order by mid-September. For more information or to discuss ideas that your chapter can plan, contact our Director of Special Projects, Jerry Lazarus, by calling 410-659-9314 extension 2297 or email him at jlazarus, that's J-L-A-Z-A-R-U-S, at nfb.org. So says Jerry Lazarus. The cars division has model cars available for sale. There were a number at the national convention, but there are some that remain, and you can buy them from the cars division if you want to. If you want a model car, these are scale models, you can call Joe Nolte at 321-768-9500. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a few of the customary endings. I have some about the middle of summer. They go something like this. Humidity is the experience of looking for air and finding water. If you see a heat wave, is it polite to wave back? The wind is like the air, only pushier. We store rain in cloud banks, and thunder is a rich source of loudness.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
This is Chelsea and Chelsea.
And we're part of the Youth Slam News Crew.
We have been all over the place bringing you the sounds.
And we figure what better way to share our excitement than to do this podcast for you guys, because we want you to be in on our fun.
We have loved bringing this to you guys, and we really hope you enjoy it.
So sit back, relax,
and enjoy the sounds.
You're in the journalism track.
Wow, what the heck are all these bias for?
Are you interviewed for real?
Yeah.
Since when?
I was wondering, what's the main goal of what you guys are working on right now?
What we're working on right now is the Hubble telescope, and it's really just to give us an idea of what it looks like and how it works and operates. I'm through with mine, so I'm doing the add-ons that they gave us in the handout.
I think it'll help me be more confident because we have to do a lot of stuff by ourselves. And usually at home, I'm with, like, a friend or family, so, yeah.
You've taken science, right?
Yeah.
You dissect the animals?
No, I've taken chemistry and physics, but not biology.
Whenever you're pouring the chemicals, do you have to, do they allow you to do it, or do you have to have a friend, or how does that work?
A friend.
Do you think it'll give you the confidence to do that, or do you choose to do that at school?
Yeah, I think I would choose to now.
Even though the U-Sound has just started, how do you think it will benefit you in the long run?
Okay, well, I think I'm going to be able to meet tons of new people from different areas of the country. I'm going to learn a lot about blind techniques and getting around and stuff, and just going to have a great experience all around.
Okay. And what new confidence do you think you will have when you go back home on Saturday?
Cane travel and being able to get myself around.
Have you already had a problem with that?
Well, in towns and cities around with, like, lights, I think it'll be better now because I know how to use a cane better.
Oh, it's cool. U-Slam has been a great opportunity for me this week, and I'm glad I got a chance to come. And I'm in the astronomy track. We're making a Hubble Space Telescope right now. And it's pretty difficult, but it's really fun.
This is Ann Neighbor for Slam News. I had a lot of fun in the exhibit hall at the Jernigan Institute. We were walking around recording different sounds from different tables, and one really cool sound was the liquid nitrogen pump that they were using to freeze ice cream.
We are from Slam News, and we are getting audio recordings and podcasts and things like that from different tracks around NFB. Uh-huh. And we want to know if we can interview you and know about more about this track and what you guys are
sure.
going to do.
Please.
Well, if this is not a good time, we don't have
it's
a good
fine.
Time.
It's fine. Come on.
Okay.
Interview us. We are working on a car right now that would be used by blind people.
This is a biology section.
Can you introduce yourself for these guys?
I'm Barry Freeman. Hi. I'm just an assistant.
Okay.
Dr. Joanne Sattell is a college teacher of anatomy and physiology, and she's doing this session. The session is on bones and the heart.
Grab a typewriter and run screaming through the entire campus.
So the purpose of this whole class is that we want to take high school level students. We want to introduce them into engineering.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do basically is every group has a few ideas that they can work on, a few different projects, and the mentors, the graduate student mentors, will go over with the students the ideas. And then students will then pick which of the three ideas they like, and that will be like their kind of like an invention that they'll create.
Yeah.
So what these inventions are a lot of times they're actually inventions that are already, they already exist. But what you're going to do as students is you're going to then engineer them and make them different and make them better.
Okay.
So it's a lot of tinkering, a lot of taking things apart, putting things together. So really just getting your hands kind of dirty.
I learned that I knew nothing about astronomy. I knew how to take up space and that was it. But now I know that the sun's gonna blow up in 5 billion years.
Well, yep, I knew that, but I wasn't really worried about it.
Because blind people need a place to go so they can learn to do science experiments and learn that they can do it just like sighted people.
what's the funnest thing you've done so far?
Oh, well, I could say something flirtatious, or I could be real. So I think which one is something real. So I think the funnest thing I've gotten to do so far would be the shark dissection. Yeah, shark dissection. Because, well, this is my first time ever dissecting anything. Well, not my first time, but it's my first time ever dissecting fish. Unless I wasn't, like, dissecting it to eat it, but, you know, here's what it looks like then, right? But, and I thought it was really interesting, you know, because we had a pregnant shark. And, yeah, we learned so much that day. So, yeah.
Are you guys enjoying the youth plan so far?
Yes. Cool. Except for our mentor's making us go on a tour, and I don't want to go.
I think you should go check out the National Center.
I'm really impatient.
So there's another card that you can feel back here that has just a bunch of little knobs on it.
This one?
Yep. That up and down
here.
The smaller one is the sound card.
If there is anything, if there was like three things that you could tell every blind student in the world, what would it be about science?
Oh boy, that's a big question. I think it'd probably be the same thing I tell any student, that science is just a way to engage with the world around us.
Excuse me, what are you guys doing and who are you guys?
I'm Ethan Johnson from the news.
I'm Portia.
Who?
Portia.
Portia?
Yeah.
Like the car?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
I know.
How old are you?
16.
What?
16.
16? Is that okay if I ask you a few questions?
Sure.
We're just news people.
Oh, you're news people?
Yeah.
Who are you with?
Slam News.
Oh, Slam News, yes.
Yeah.
She blinded me with science.